Welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast. Here we interview successful people who are living a life filled with adventure, excitement, and fun. Learn where they've been. Explore where they are going. See what gets them out of bed in the morning. Find out what drives them. We will go through their lowest points. We will look at the opportunities and possibilities that are now presenting to them. Come on a journey of ignition. I'm your host, Leanne Blaney. For more information, go to ignitepodcast.com. Let's ignite. For the last 20 years, Shane King has been embarking on a journey into the spiritual realm. Involved in a serious car accident in Mexico City, which he knew was going to happen before it happened, and tried to convince his travelling partners not to get in the car, unfortunately they didn't listen, and Shane rode with them. That was Shane's first spiritual moment where he felt a higher power talking to him. The real breakthrough came through later when, under the guidance of Sydney-based Qigong Sufi Nathan Head, Shane started the deep process of healing himself from post-traumatic stress and ADHD, which he says really hampered his life on many levels. The Qigong and getting in touch with your inner organs and breathing patterns associated with this ancient Chinese art, in Shane's words, turned the tide and facilitated a major change that has led to where he is today.
Hi Shane, welcome to the Ignite Your Life podcast.
It's nice to be here, Leanne. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm really excited to share your story. So shall we get started?
Yeah, let's go for it.
Excellent. Do you want to tell us a bit about where you are now? What's actually happening for you right now?
Right now, Leanne, I've just come off a long night's night shift in my other life, working on a coal mine. Yes, very much. Everyone's getting up for the day and I'm sitting down for the day.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long shift. Is there, like, do you do other things as well as that? That job, or?
Yeah, that takes up exactly half of my time, 50% of my time, and I do a lot of travelling, spend a lot of time in Indonesia and Bali, over the last couple of years, a lot of time in Europe. I've got a young son in Austria, so all over the place.
Wow, yeah, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's very lucky.
So what's actually been your story? Where have you been to get up to this point?
I've been in the process of writing a book, which has led me to you. I enlisted a life coach, which is something that you enlist coaches for all sorts of things in the world, tennis, all your sports and that sort of thing. But a friend put me onto a life coach, and I'd always had in the woodwork of writing a travel book. More so on the gratitude and travel, and the ways people can show gratitude when they're traveling, as opposed to just going away and sitting by the pool and drinking pina coladas all day, which is fun as well, isn't it? My life coach has been helping me along the way with getting the process of the book underway, and just an opportunity came about recently with a project that's underway called a 1000 Ripple Effect, which is a collection of authors putting together stories to help, but certainly to guide and to give some advice to the youngsters coming up in the world. So I got involved in that and a contribution to that, and that's sort of where I'm at the moment.
Yeah, it's a bit exciting, that project, isn't it?
Yeah, oh, it is. It certainly is. It's sort of a bit of a novelty going, a lot of authors and trying to get in the Guinness Book of Records, I suppose. That's part of the project. But the most important part of the project certainly is about the next generation and the young kids and offering them some guidance from years of experience, both good and bad.
Definitely. So have you had some tipping points for change where you've made changes in your life?
I guess always when you're going through life, for some people it's there's all sorts of things that bring about change, but certainly as you go through life, relationships seem to be, for me, have been quite a big catalyst for change. And travel as well. Like, I've just met some people on my journeys that have just that have had such an impact on me that have changed me as a person, and that's sort of really where I feel really blessed, and certainly that's where a lot of changes in my life come from people I've met along the way.
Yeah, they're important, aren't they? They can send you in one direction or another.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Have you had anything like when you make changes, are they lightning bolt moments, like aha moments, or is it more the slow rumbles, things are happening, then you just realise it's time for change?
Look, I tend to find in life anything that that comes easy is a little bit harder to sustain. When things have taken a process, or have taken some work on your own behalf, I always find that change to be a little bit more solid.
Mm. So, what challenges have you had along the way that might have made you feel like throwing in the towel, or have you had any?
Oh, certainly, yeah. I mean, I've got a 5-year-old daughter with my first partner. It was sort of a high school sweetheart, and that broke up, and certainly working in the mining industry. So being away for 2 weeks at a time, going through that with a young child involved, it was certainly that really challenged me as a person, wanting to be a dad and wanting to really play a part in her upbringing, and having a lot of challenges that I know a lot of men go through, and a lot of people go through in relationships, and that was certainly for me a real turning point as a man, learning to navigate your way through that situation, and staying healthy and strong, and thinking long term for your kids, and so that for me has been a really massive growth this life, I suppose. And continues to be so. Yeah, these young kids, they're beautiful.
Yeah, yes, they sure are. So what keeps you putting one foot in front of the other?
I've got a lot of passions in life, and certainly surfing's one of my big ones, and got another trip to the Philippines planned later this year for a Qigong surf retreat. For a month, I went there for 2 weeks last year, but that wasn't quite enough, so I'm going for a month this year. But yeah, like that certainly keeps me, and with two kids, one on each side of the world, that certainly keeps me putting one foot in front of the other, I can tell you.
Yeah, definitely. Nothing like family, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you had things where you had like an ignition points throughout your life, where things that really took off into the direction that you wanted?
Yeah, not necessarily through great events. There's certainly catalysts for I had a car accident in Mexico City of all places in the mid-1990s, and I lost a hearing and an ear. And all I thought about then was football, surfing and girls. And that sort of was for me, actually that event was quite a big catalyst for me. Looking a bit more inward as opposed to outward, and yeah, it was a big turning point in my life. So yeah, I think often those big events can be those sort of turning points for everyone.
Definitely.
You hope it doesn't have to be that way, right, don't you?
That's it. So what about the future? What's the most exciting thing you're looking forward to in the future?
Look, it's going to be great seeing my children grow up, but most importantly, just staying healthy and staying on top of diet and more so the truth, very truthful about diet. I mean, a lot of stuff's coming out about now that put us in a really good position to nourish ourselves well and live a better life with maybe what we've been told for years is probably a bit outdated, and slowly things are rotating, and we can and our generation's still really lucky that everything's really accessible, and if you want to make some big choices on those sort of things, you really can. So yeah, I'm certainly focusing on that area, on nutrition, and not so much the gym and the muscles these days. It's a bit more about flexibility, isn't it?
It is. As you get older, definitely. Yeah, it's all exciting, isn't it? Like, we can do things globally now, travel so much more accessible, we can access information so much easier. So it is quite exciting in the future, isn't it?
Oh, it is, and I always think from my parents here, they were born in the mid-30s, and the change that got set upon them, from them to my era, you thought it could never happen again, but it has. And I mean, gone are the days where you can sort of, tell your kids and the animal dies has gone to the animal farm or whatever. These days the kids can read everything on the internet. So I think it's also changed parenting. Like I've certainly my focus and learning is always evolving as a parent. But, your strategies are a lot different these days is trying to connect with your children and you know, and certainly have that integrity and honesty and have the children really being supportive of that and being part of that.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So how about we have a change in pace and do the speed round?
Rightio. Where's my speed date?
What's your favourite book?
Definitely far and about my favourite book I've read and continue to reread is The Presence Process by a guy called Michael Brown.
Sounds interesting.
Yes, it's great.
Look that one up.
I'm not allowed to go into it. It does actually say in the book, it says when people ask you about it, please recommend it. But ultimately, they can only want to do the book or read it for themselves. And it's really interesting. Some people I've recommended it to have really enjoyed it and others not so.
Sounds intriguing. I like it. Who's a mentor figure that's helped you the most?
I'm getting a lot of assistance and inspiration from my life coach, Ash Kerwin. He's an Australian-based life coach and, yeah, he's had a huge influence and, yeah, he continued to does. An amazing man.
What daily ritual works best for you?
There's a lot of a lot of hype about all these different meditations and yogi things, but for me, I just like to connect my breathing 15 minutes twice a day. So I just breathe without any pausing between the breaths for 15 minutes twice a day, close my eyes. And that really helps me. I'm a bit of a hyperactive individual at the best of times, so I've been told it settles me down a bit.
Yeah, it gives you a bit of focus.
Yeah.
Do you have a favourite food?
Maybe not a food. Of late, I've been doing a lot of juicing. The boys out on the mine, I find it quite entertaining when I roll into work each evening with my 6 litres of cold pressed juice and not much else. So I love my new juice, my cold pressed juicer. Fantastic.
Yeah, 6 litres, that's a lot. Do you like the country or the city?
Oh, definitely the country. Definitely the country.
What's the biggest piece of advice to give to others to help them make change in their life?
You know, I always remember something that my mother has stuck in her fridge, and it always sticks with me. But you know, at the end of the journey, they don't really ask what you gave, what you saved. They really want to know what you gave. And so I think really just be about what I like to encourage my children is to be a giver in life. You know, there's so many opportunities in life to give. I talked about travel, but you know, when you go to Bali, which just a lot of Australians do, you know, taking a few coloured pencils and texters and books to give to the local kids and have your own children have the joy of giving it to the local kids. You know, I don't know, getting on Google, learning how to make jam and taking a jam to a dinner party that you've made with your own love. I can think of countless ways, but, you know, I think you get where I'm coming from. That's what I like to encourage more people in the world to do, and certainly it's something that I like, especially when I'm travelling, just to see those sort of acts. You know, I have seen them time and time again, and just warms your heart so much. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's a big one, isn't it? Like, I've got family that go to Fiji and they always take colouring in books and pencils with them. I'm part of a community that do random acts of kindness, and it's all those things. It just makes life so much more wonderful, doesn't it? And you're so much more grateful for what you have in life.
Oh, totally. And, you know, I learned the hard way, actually. The mother to my young son in Austria, she was a lady that was very much, you know, when she taught me a lot about this giving thing and gifts, and I was going through the supermarket in a wood in Bali, and it was a funny situation where wasn't too busy, but I've gone to go through, and you'd understand the people serving you, they're on their second language, they're from a little village, and, you know, they're really, really doing their best. In an amazing kind of way, and I'm on holiday, and I got to the checkout, and he was having a few problems, and without even thinking, I just grabbed my stuff and went into the checkout next door, and got served, and went outside, and she tore strips off me to saying that I'd hurt his feelings, I was impatient, I at the time didn't actually think I'd done anything wrong. I was very righteous. It wasn't until some years later that I've looked back on it and gone, wow, I really understood what she was getting at, and yeah, so that's something in travelling, like just little things like that to other gracious acts I've seen that, certainly changed me as a person, and it's beautiful when you see it, isn't it?
Oh, certainly is. Certainly is. All right, last question. If you had a time machine, what would you go back and do differently or tell your former self?
I might behave myself a little bit more, Leanne.
Just a little bit?
just a little bit, yeah. But no, I'm quite happy. I did like Doctor Who, but he was one of my favourites early on.
Yeah, it's good to sort of go back and reflect maybe, but, you know, sometimes looking backwards, you think, no, well, that's what made me the person I am today. So,
oh, totally. Not a moment shy there. Not a moment shy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for a valuable time today, Shane. Would you like to give us the best place to contact you and we'll end it there?
Yeah, sure, Leanne. I've got a Wix blogging page, Soul Traveller, so you can find me there. And also my email is mysouljourneys@gmail.com. But, yeah, thanks for having me on your show, Leanne. It's been wonderful talking to you.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you very much.
All the best.
Igniters, Shane is a traveller, and I love how he talks about giving gratitude when travelling. His mantra of being a giver in life is so inspiring. If you want to learn more about Shane, contact him through mysouljourney@gmail.com. If you want more inner balance in your life so you can handle whatever life throws at you, go to my website, leanneblaney.com.